Closing out the news program this evening, we'll have this commentary with Mark Kunin-Birdie.
In the recent market turndowns, you probably found out that buy and hold doesn't work, and you're looking for new places to put your money. That's why people seek out the Money Matters Update. We make specific recommendations on what to buy. But sometimes people like what we're offering, but don't know how to buy them. They've either had a money manager do it, or they just hold some bank CDs. Actually, everything I recommend is just as easy to buy as a bank CD, so you shouldn't fear handling your account buying things I suggest. A brokerage firm will make it easy. You don't have to have an account there, but they're easy to open. There are many to choose from, like E-Trade or Charles Schwab. Any of these will be glad to walk you through the process, and it's usually free to set up and move your money in. For example, suppose you hold some CDs at Bank of the Street, or a basket of CDs in an IRA at Well Carson Bank, and you wanted to buy some dividend payers or interest rate funds mentioned on the Money Matters update. You can try to buy them through your bank or through your existing brokerage firms, but usually, unless you have a stock brokerage account, they won't let you buy anything but what they offer. Therefore, you may have to move your account to a standard brokerage firm. This is easy. You simply go online or call up any brokerage firm you wish to move to, and you tell them you'd like to move your account. They will ask you where your account is, so have your statement ready and in front of you. They will ask you some information that you can find on your statement, and then walk you through their application. It's fairly simple, and there are only a few forms to fill out. Once that's done, they have you sign the forms and mail them in to the new firm you are moving to. In a few weeks, you will find your bank CDs and all your stocks and other securities in the new account. You never have to call your old brokerage firm or bank. The new firm will take care of all of it for you. This way, you don't have to explain yourself or make any embarrassing phone calls. You can do what I call an MBA. Managed by avoidance. Just move your account and the new firm will take care of it. Why will you move your account? Some banks and firms have restrictions on what you can buy and won't let you buy what you want, or they won't let you buy what is on some of the Money Matters recommendations list. That's why you can move your account. Be careful, though. Make sure if you're moving a retirement account, you don't violate any tax or IRA laws. Always check with the brokerage firm you are moving to and your tax advisor before making any moves. You are allowed to roll over most IRAs to other firms with certain restrictions, assuming you do it correctly and with the right forms. The new brokerage firms and your tax advisor should be able to help you on this. Once you have your new account open, you can call or go online and just enter the symbols of the stocks or funds you wish to buy that you may have found on our Money Matters list or elsewhere. We provide all the symbols on our list you receive at the pledge drive. Just enter the symbols into the buy form. You will select market order for an immediate buy or limit for a specified price. For the most part, most of my recommendations on the Money Matters updates are just market orders. You just buy them immediately. We don't quibble over a few cents. Most of my stocks and funds are long-term holds anyway. Once you made your selection, just push the execute button, or if you're on the phone, tell them to proceed with the order. They will generally read back the order, or the computer will confirm the order before you actually do the buy. Once you've given your okay, your purchase goes through in just a few seconds. And that's it. There's no mystery on buying anything on our list. If you bought a car recently or filled out a credit application or job application, those forms are much more complicated than moving a brokerage account or IRA. It's easy and puts you in more control. I know the thought of moving your account to a different brokerage firm may be scary, but it doesn't have to be. It's very easy, and like anything else, once you've learned to do it, you'll be surprised you hadn't done it earlier. Take control of your money now, and you'll reap the benefits in the future. You can buy funds and stocks that really matter, and that's because your money matters. And that's it for this week's Money Matters Minute. I'm Mark Kunin-Birdie for KVMR-FM.
That's our newscast for this evening. The KVMR's Evening News is produced by the staff and volunteers of the KVMR News Department. A special thanks tonight to Chelsea Davis and Lindsay Campbell. And if you've heard something on this broadcast that you'd like to hear again, check out the news pages of our website, kvmr.org, where you can listen on demand, download audio, and or subscribe to our podcast. For the entire KVMR Evening News team, I'm Paul Emery. Have a good evening.